We have Spencer Lee coming on the podcast today, actually.
I'm trying to win, man. I want to be Olympic champ. I want to be the best person, wrestler, athlete, human I can be.
Bigger. Crosby's looking for a training partner here.
Well, I was hoping for something a little tougher, but in
going onto the mat, you feel like you're 100% healthy?
I feel pretty dang good, man. I don't care what they think. Keep loving and hating me. I really don't care.
It'd be cool if he goes to Iowa because we know he's got a training partner.
Yeah, true. No, we'd love to have him, obviously. Try to make the team, man. I'll wrestle anybody.
I'm just going to hit off here. Was Suriano ducking you?
Welcome, Caden, to my podcast, Clash of Combat.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Clash of Combat podcast. This is the Christmas episode. I'm grinched up today, baby. Crosby, how we doing?
Great. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Actually, not quite yet. Clash of Combat is powered by Cauliflower Combat Gear. Use code CLASH at checkout to get 20% off your entire purchase. We got tons of shit in there.
No, we don't. We have nothing in there, actually.
Clash Combat shirt coming soon, though.
Yeah, Clash of Combat shirt in the works. We're making sure it's something that we want to see out there, something that we'd love to wear, and it's going to be good.
Exactly.
So we have Spencer Lee coming on the podcast today, actually, which is exciting. So we're going to talk to him in a couple minutes, just coming off a Senior Nationals win.
Spencer freaking Lee.
Man, he's actually our most viewed podcast. You know that?
Yeah, Bo Nickel's creeping up on him.
Is he?
Yep.
Yeah, he actually got assigned a fight, UFC 300.
He did, against something-something, 10-5 fighter.
Something-something?
I forgot his name, like Bardana?
I thought you were calling him a scrub.
He's definitely not ranked top 100 in the world.
Seriously?
I don't know. I don't know.
100 in the UFC?
Probably in the UFC. I don't even know if there's 100 people in his division.
Okay, good point.
But yeah, he's 10-5. He finished his last four wins, I think, were by finish.
Oh.
But Bo Nickel's 5-0, and every one of his wins is by first round finish.
Yeah. Man, I'm excited for that. What is that, in April there, or what's the date?
Yeah, UFC 300, April.
April. So that's coming. Actually, when UFC 300 comes out, that'll be like the official 1 year of Clash of Combat. You know that?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is nuts. This one quick.
Yeah.
This is podcast number 41. We just found that out today.
That is true. So what were we doing? 39 weeks straight?
30. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we got two extras. Yep. I think you were talking about it too. You want to do two podcasts a week in winter?
Yeah.
Because now, if you guys don't know, since we're in college, we have pretty much a break of like no school for a month and a half, which is phenomenal. So we could basically do multiple episodes.
Yeah. What I was thinking was if we did each Monday would be our normal podcast where it's like
a guest
and like us talking in it. And then like we released one Thursday or Friday, just a guest.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Because we want to do more guests. Because we were saying too, it's like we're a Penn State and Iowa podcast. Yeah. Like we need more. We need the Ohio guys. You know, I know we had some Wisconsin in the past, but it's like we want to get around. If that's what I'm trying to say.
Pause.
But I think you get it. But you know, we want. We shouldn't release the first podcast of the new year. That's a pretty big one.
No.
Not yet. Let's
that
just,
will be a hopefully in
let's
person.
Let's just
one.
Say double the trouble. Oh man. But yeah, let's hop into Spencer Lee pod, huh?
Yeah, for real.
Welcome back to the Clash of Combat podcast, everybody.
I can't breathe in that thing.
I don't know if anyone can.
Spencer, how's it going?
Hey, good man, how are you?
Doing good. Good to see you.
Hell yeah. We're back.
Okay. Crosby, how are we doing today?
We are doing fantastic.
Well, guys, we have Spencer Lee on the call. Spencer's just coming off a very impressive Senior Nationals performance, so we appreciate having his time today. So, Spencer, thanks for coming on again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, dog.
Of course. Looks like you're rocking a shiner, too. I think I got myself a little one.
I guess I got one, yeah.
Well, it's holiday season. Before we get into any wrestling, what are your top three Christmas movies?
Oh God! I'm gonna look some up because I don't know. I'm pretty bad with this stuff. Home Alone's
classic. Sure.
That's a classic. I mean, I don't know if there's much else that I've watched.
What the Jim Carrey Grinch? That's on the top of my list.
That's a good one.
Jim Carrey.
He's an incredible actor.
Oh for sure.
Is there any other movies maybe?
You can't go wrong with Elf.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with Elf.
Elf's good.
You know, they were going to make an Elf too, but he didn't want it to be worse than the first one.
Really?
Yeah. So they didn't even make one.
So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, would have been.
We never know. We'd never know.
True.
So coming off of Senior National, Spencer, what was your overall take on your performance?
I think it was, you know, an improvement from the Feral. So I think that's good. That was pretty much why we went. So
was that just the reason just to get more matches in? Because clearly you didn't have to re-qualify for the trials.
Right. So I went just to compete. You know, I like competing. And as an international guy now, you know, I'm not a college. I no longer have every single week of competition like in college like you have, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like when there's opportunities to compete, it just made sense. So
would you say like mentally, like going onto the mat, you feel like you're 100% healthy?
I feel pretty dang good, man. You know, I don't know if I'll ever be 100%. I don't think it's possible after surgeries to be like 100% in the same sense before your injury. But I'm pretty dang close, I think. I don't have any complaints right now about how my body feels compared to the past. So
I did notice one thing. It just seemed like with that knee, you tried three different like tape jobs on that during each match. Was that a planned thing or did that just happen?
No. That had nothing to do with my knee.
Oh, what was that for?
No, I mean, I just had a really nasty cut on my leg. So.
Oh, okay. Dang.
Yeah.
Did you get that wrestling?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Well, so. I got a super big question. I'm just going to hit off here. Was Suriano ducking you?
No, dude. Suriano doesn't duck anybody. Come on, man.
Why? Because he was registered, but then he didn't just come to the tournament?
Hey, listen, you don't know what goes on in people's lives. I mean, he could have got sick. He could have got hurt. He could have been like, hey, maybe I want to go 65 kilos. You know, who knows, man? Listen, I've known Nick since we were like 13. That dude doesn't duck anybody. Don't be starting drama with me and Nick are boys. Like I like Nick. I would love Nick to come to Iowa to train. We love Nick and Suriano. But yeah, I was looking forward to wrestling him. You know, but like I also would have been looking forward to watching wrestle Nico, as well. Just because you know Nico's a stud. So you know, both have high paces and they hand fight hard. I was looking forward to seeing who would have won between that for this weekend, you know.
Because you faced Nico in back-to-back, finals. How was it wrestling him or, like, a similar guy a second time so close?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just – he's a grinder, man. He wrestles hard. So, you know, you're in for a hard-fought match when you wrestle a guy like him. So,
Do you think of either him or Suriano, if he stays at that weight, as kind of the biggest competitors for you?
I think there's a lot of guys in the weight that are really good, and you just take one match at a time. I think that anyone that qualifies for the Olympic trials is a contender, and you don't look past anybody. So,
So I went back onto like the Flow Wrestling post of you like winning Senior Nationals, and I was just scrolling through the comments, and there's still like a ton of people like hating on you, and it's really like a bunch of like nonsense. Yeah, on like the posts.
I don't read it.
Yeah, I just wanted to like ask. What's like one thing you could say to like all the people that are like still doubting you?
Doubt what? What are they doubting?
That you're not fully back. You're not what you were.
I don't care what they think. I mean, I'm doing my best to be the best version of myself when I compete, you know? And so they keep loving and hating me. I really don't care. I mean, it's just I'm trying to win, man. I want to be Olympic champ. I want to be the best person, wrestler, athlete, human I can be. And that's pretty much it. Like, I don't really care at all. I didn't even know that. That's pretty funny to me. I'm sure. Are they talking about me like winning? Like, do they not think I can win, or is it like?
Yeah, it was just common like hate comments, like stupid stuff.
I think there's more on the positive on the pro side.
Probably. Yeah,
but it's always like
negative, positive.
Whatever. Yeah, it's always like the people who. Who spew the hate, that you hear them the loudest sometimes.
Yeah, right. It'll always be there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you have anything?
I love it, man.
Yeah. During these tournaments, are you doing anything, I guess, in between the matches that you help recover, let's say, after like a hard, you know, first round match, second round match? We know at this recent tournament, you know, you had your first match was 30 seconds, but I'm just thinking back to my recent tournament. It's like, I'm just like getting like tired after each match. What do you do to kind of keep your energy up?
As someone, I mean, you should know this. You gotta keep eating throughout the day. You gotta keep hydrated. You should be sipping on water the entire time. You shouldn't worry about your weight, because just get it off when later that night. Just get tough and get it off that night, you know? Mm-hmm. So essentially, you just have to keep fuel through going through. A lot of guys, they'll not eat, or they'll think they'll feel sick or whatever, but you gotta do it. You gotta eat, you gotta put, you know, water in, you gotta put electrolytes in you all day, constantly. Mm-hmm. It should be almost to the point of like annoying, you know, because it's the only way your body has energy. You're going to war, man. Like, why would you go to war and just like, I'd be like getting up and being like, oh, I've eaten in a week. Let's go fight. You know, like you're not going to have much energy. So.
No, I understand. You know. One thing that I did this recent tournament, after every match, I took like 25, 40 minute power nap, because it was like 3 hours in between each match. But yeah, I'm a big, I think, sleeper at tournaments. So I was wondering, have you ever done that?
Of course, man. I can sleep anywhere. I used to lay on the ground. My dad would throw a hoodie on the ground as a pillow and a hoodie on my head. Just, close your eyes. You know, you might not fall asleep like super deep, you know, it might not be very long, but you know, resting your eyes, your body, like those are, everyone's different. You know, some people, they like a longer nap. Some people it's like 10 minutes, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, those are things you got to figure out. You gotta practice. You gotta learn about yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just, see what someone else does and, you know, emulate and think it's going to be the best thing for you. You just got to keep doing things that, you know,
for sure,
improve upon it. So
I got a personal pre-match routine question for you, because a lot of people say, you know, you should get your heart rate up, you know, be sprinting back and forth, literally be ready like you already had a wrestling match in you before you go out. What's your take on that?
That's all subjective. I mean, to each person as well. You know, I mean, it varies, man. Everyone's different. I got teammates that sit down and don't do anything. And I, you know, I had teammates who, you know, they warmed up like it was, you know, World War III about to happen, and they're getting ready to go off to fight. You know, like everyone's different. You know, me, like personally, like I'm like a short spike kind of guy. You know, I don't need a super long warm, but I like to have my heart rate high, breaking a hard sweat, and then I just chill until the match. You know, and some people, you know, they like to warm up right until they go on the mat. You know, everyone's different. You know, so again, these are things you have to learn and figure out yourself, and you have to try things, you know. You know, I'm not going to tell you something. What I say isn't something that everyone should just do, you know, like, oh, sure, this is how, you know, Spencer Lee or, you know, Dawson Santo does it. You know, no, everyone's different. Figure it out, you know. Trial and error. That's sports, man, you know. Mm-hmm.
The last time we talked, you were saying how when you were in the hole and on deck, like people are always coming up to you constantly. Has that changed
with
these last two?
Yeah, open this weekend too. Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Oh,
I felt
really
bad. So I don't really like saying no. So I got some cool teammates. You know, they're like, "Hey, he's up in like 10 minutes. Like, please, just wait." You know, and I'm like, "Thanks." Warner's big about that. Warner will just get up and be like, "Hey, no, not right now. Come back later." He'll say yes. He's not going anywhere. You know.
That's nice.
Yeah, so that's always fun. You know, because I'm like the guy. I'll literally be like in the hole, about to walk to the mat, and a little kick out to me. I'll take a picture. You know, Tom's like, "Hey, focus!" Like, I'm like, "Okay."
Who are your training partners? Have they been the same here month after month, or how is the training partner situation going?
I mean, we haven't had any new guys come in the room, so yeah, I would say it's pretty same. You know, I wrestle mostly bigger guys, but that's just kind of how it's always been. I mean, I'm also the smallest guy, so I guess.
Yeah. Everyone's, I know, bigger. Crosby was looking for a training partner here coming up.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping for someone a little tougher, but. You
know. Ain't that the truth?
Okay. You can take the crap from there? From
King, yeah, there? I'll just
Crosby,
accept it.
Yeah,
I'll just take it today.
He was just telling me actually today, he's like, "Dude, when we get back in," because like we're on Christmas break right now, he goes, "I'm so out of shape. I'm, oh my God.
I have not been watching what I've been eating.
You're going to hurt for like a day. And actually, what's probably going to happen is you're probably going to feel amazing your first practice, and then you're going to feel horrible the next practice, and then you'll be fine." So that's typically how it goes.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to take that one on the chin.
Yeah. After like days like that, you might need to go in the ice bath or something.
Yeah.
Are you a big ice bath guy?
I think cold is extremely helpful.
Yeah.
I think cold water is really, really, really good for you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just waiting for the snow to start falling so I can do some snow angels.
Yeah, is there any snow by you?
No, no snow.
No snow yet.
It's windy. Iowa's a windy place. It's cold. Mm. Iowa's always cold. Might not be a lot of snow, but it's always cold.
Do you have any like travel plans for the holiday? Any family plans for Christmas?
My family lives, you know, like 30 minutes away, so I'll go to them. But I typically don't do anything. Vacation wise or anything. So
sure. That's fair. I'll tell you what, around Christmas time, I have been subjected to this after I'd gotten back from the term, but I've had like a Kringle every single day. And I'm just a big Kringle fan.
I don't even know what a Kringle is.
Really? Do you know what a Kringle is? Are you serious? What? It's like a cheese Danish. Cheesecake Danish.
I have no idea what that is.
Wow. Well, you might be missing out.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
At least I don't have Christmas cookies, but I'll stick with my Kringle.
Yeah, I'm not going with Christmas cookies.
Pretty good.
Looking way forward to the trials. I don't even know if you look at like who's going to be there. I mean, obviously you have an idea of somebody that's going to be there, but like,
I mean, there's only like one more person that can qualify. And then there's like, I think it's a top four NCAAs. It used to be just the champ, but
oh, really?
That's it. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Who's like a matchup there you're looking forward to the most?
All of them. I don't care. I just try to make the team, man. I wrestle anybody. So
it's true.
That's just how it is. You know, I think they're all, who's qualified. It's like Vito and Gilman and Vix and Richards and Nico and, you know, the guys qualified to open this weekend. So I think, I think they're all, you know, guys who are tough and have made noise on the scene for a long time. So,
matchups.
Yeah, there's no like shock and surprise, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just with everything here in like the recent news, you see so many high schoolers having so much success, even like on, you know, the senior level or college level. Mm-hmm. When you were in high school, did you have any of those college opportunities or?
No, it was illegal to wrestle college opens when I was in high school.
Oh, really?
They changed that rule like the year I got to college. Yeah,
that would have been interesting to see. I assume you'd, you know, be all over that and stuff. But what have your thoughts been about like those high school guys, sophomores in high school, winning college opens? You got, you know, Connor Mirasola beating a returning NCAA champ. It's like, what's your takes on that?
I mean, I think wrestling's just going to keep evolving like that. I think that the younger guys will just keep getting better and better, and the gap will slowly close between college and high school. I used to think that back in the day, there's such a vast difference between high school and college, and I don't think that's the case as much anymore. I think that high school kids are pretty tough, and they're proving that, you know, by winning college opens, going, you know, even there was a high school kid who qualified for the McTrials in my weight, Lil Dell, you know, I wrestled him at the Farrell, you know, I think he took fifth at the open to qualify. So I mean, there are guys, they're proving themselves, and I think that's cool. I mean, I think I would have been right there with anyone when I was in high school, so it would have been fun.
Yeah, when I think about in high school, because to be honest, I wasn't too much involved with like, you know, the whole academies and stuff like that. But it's like, man, like you have to be doing that to, you know, be a top level guy. It's like you have to be wrestling year round. You have to go to all these tournaments. And I feel like there's even so much more opportunities than even I was. But just didn't know about it.
Just evolving, man. That's how sport works. I mean, go watch the Olympic champ from 1960 Olympics, if you can look it up. Go watch him wrestle. I mean, you think that guy's you think he's gonna beat, you know, Jordan Burroughs? You know, probably not. Actually, I guarantee he wouldn't. You know, so it's like that's how all sports are. I mean, it's like watching any sport from, you know, 100 years ago. It's gonna be completely different. So it's just gonna keep evolving, and that's what makes it great. You know, that's what makes it more impressive when you see guys like Burroughs and Snyder and David Taylor, and they just keep continuously winning. You know, the older they get, so.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. In high school, going to a college open wasn't even like a thought in my mind.
I mean, I was qualified for Olympic trials when I was 17. You know, I mean, I was Dennis's training partner. I wrestled him in matches. You know, and so I mean, I know that I would have been a guy who would have won some matches at the Olympic trials in 16. You know, I mean, it's just keeps evolving. You know, so
it's crazy.
Definitely an interesting time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Bring it on. More competition.
All for
bring
it.
Everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. Sure. Who cares? May the best man win, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Got anything else?
That's pretty much all I had written down.
Yeah. No, that's basically it. Kind of hit everything on the head there.
There you go.
So we appreciate you coming on. I hope you are enjoying your next couple weeks here with the new year, and we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Spencer.
Yeah, we're awesome. not sure what I'm going to do. I don't know when I'll compete next. So, all right. Like I said, it's not like you guys. We don't have like every week schedule out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think there's some ranking tournaments, but the USA Wrestling picks who goes to that. So. I might not compete at the trials. I mean, you know, not even by choice, you know, like,
yeah, no, that's a good point. Well, I know we're all looking forward to seeing you back to competing once again. So thank you.
If you ever get bored, there's always a open room up at Parkside. You can come get this work from Cade.
Wait, actually one last question, because I know we had him on recently, but I called out Bo Bassett for a 7-minute match. Who's your winner and what's the score? Me versus Bassett.
Well, okay, you got a little bit of size on him, so that might help you. I think it'll be a good match, you know. I mean, I'll probably have to go with Bassett.
Does Caden make it the full 7 minutes?
Yeah. Okay. Probably lose like 11-4 maybe.
Oh, that's pretty good for
okay.
you.
Okay. All right.
No.
Actually, I did want to say one thing to you about the last time when we were leaving your house. We were talking about Caden wrestling Bo Bartlett.
And God.
And when we left, you were saying, well, where's Bo at, or where is he thinking of going to college? So you must have thought we were talking about Bo Bassett.
Bassett, yeah, not
but
Bartlett.
But we were telling you about how Bartlett was kicking the crap out of Caden.
Yeah, because because at that time, like, you know, Bo was like a lot smaller. Like, he wasn't a 132 or 138. I think he was, you know, sub 120. It's like, yeah, no way he stands a chance. But then it's like in that summer, it's like, of course he can't beat me to like, wow, can I last a full 7 minutes?
Yeah.
Like he
kind of a big jump, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah. That's cool. But, yeah. No, his recruitment post was funny.
Yeah, Parkside's on there. So
you said everyone, yep. I mean, every college in the nation. I was like, all right, respect. enjoy calling every coach back though. You know, that doesn't sound very fun.
Sounds well, terrible. it'd be cool if he goes to Iowa, because we know he's got a training partner. So
that's yeah, true. No, we'd love to have him. Obviously, I mean, I'm sure he's gonna go on the whole recruiting trip, visits, official visits, and get the whole red carpet treatment from everywhere he goes. So.
For sure. All right. Yeah, cool. We appreciate it.
We love Bassett. So, yeah, it's funny. You talk about Bartlett. He just took second at the Open. So,
yeah. No, it's he's doing an awesome stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate it, man. Hope you guys have a good day. Happy holidays. Appreciate you for having me. So,
yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you, Spencer. We'll talk soon.
I'll see you guys. See ya.
Yeah,
Spencer. We got off the call and he told us that we're goofy as hell.
Yeah, I mean, I'm dressed up as Grinch, so I literally joined the call with the Grinch mask on.
That's true.
Hey, someone's got to be doing something like this.
Yeah.
Is Piles dressing up like Grinch?
I've never seen, I ain't seen Piles do shit.
Christian, is this true? Where's your Grinch?
Did you see the Missouri duel?
I saw that they won and
Did
Keegan went up.
Did you see the place they wrestled in?
The auditorium.
That was sick.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
And they entered through the crowd.
Yeah. So it's funny you say that, because Michigan State was just at an auditorium duel, and I was talking with someone and I said auditorium duels are probably the stupidest thing ever.
Because you said that?
I said that. I didn't like them. Because I just saw, you know, you got people in the auditorium and then, okay, you're wrestling on a stage, but it's like, there's no other side. It's not like an arena. But after seeing that a sold out auditorium and how they walk through, yeah, that looks sick.
I thought it looked really sick.
I think it did too.
I didn't see the Michigan State.
Yeah. I didn't see that. Michigan State, but it was.
I saw the Missouri one packed to the brim.
And I think that's true with everything. Like any place is going to look sick if you have a packed crowd at the end of the day. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, the fact that they did enter, you know, like through all the people, like he literally passed everyone as they're walking down there. Like that's a sick environment.
And O'Toole bumped up to 74, bumped off Edmund Ruth.
Yes.
11-7. He looked gassed.
Wait, he beat Ed Ruth?
Edmund Ruth.
His brother?
Younger brother, I think.
Serious?
Or kid, son.
What?
They're not going to name his brother is not going to be Edmund, and he's going to be Ed.
You think Ed Roos' son's in college?
Yeah. Or Ed, brother? Think it's Ed and Edmund?
Well, Ed Ruth's son is not in college unless he had a kid when he was like
what?
10.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Look it up. What? No.
Yeah, because Luke Hooker wrestled Edmund Ruth at...
Yeah, but that's...
Are you sure?
That's not his brother. That's not his son.
They're not related, you're saying?
Either they're not related or that's not his son. Because Ed Ruth is like less than 40. He's not going to have a college-age kid, right?
It's his brother. It says it right here.
Oh, brother. Yeah, I can see
Why is there an Edmund and an Ed?
I don't know.
They ran out of names or what?
I don't know.
Son of Eddie?
Yeah.
His brother Edward. Oh,
Ed
Edward.
Ruth, yep.
Okay.
Edmund, Edward.
Edmund and Edward.
Oh, that's interesting.
And Eddie.
Yeah. I can only imagine going up a weight, especially to a top-ranked guy and beating him. You know, like, Gabe Arnold does that. Keegan does that now. But he looked pretty gassed at the end of that match.
Right, yeah.
Of course, he's going up a whole, 9 pounds there. But yeah. in college, like especially when you're giving up that much weight, I mean, that's
You wouldn't crazy. See me like that, but yeah.
would you put down the work on Keegan if you went up?
In the rematch, it'd be a whole different match.
Yeah. I mean, that first match shouldn't even count.
Because I just feel like... I just didn't have the right mental preparation going into that. And now I got the feel down.
No, that's true.
I know what he feels like. I know his moves.
Yep. You know his moves. Yeah, no, I...
Because he
I
only has it. A few in the toolbox.
Right, a few. In the toolbox?
Tool. Dude, why does he sell shirts like that?
Dude, I think we just came up with something. Keegan O'Toole's toolbox? Dude, think about a wrestling course.
Yeah.
Keegan O'Toole's toolbox. And then the toolbox.
Keegan O'Toolbox.
Wow. Clip that.
Keegan Old's Keegan Old Toolbox.
Okay. Keegan will take 10%. Thank you.
20. We'll take 75 if I beat you in the rematch.
Deal. That's a good clip. Instant viral. Midwest Classic?
Yeah.
Talk about that. You did not compete, unfortunately.
No. Nope.
We missed your presence there.
I was there in spirit.
You were there in spirit?
I was every like 30 minutes, I was looking it up, Jack Wrestling.
That's nice.
Then I had to wait another 30 minutes just to see the next weight class compete because it took 9 hours in between each match.
Yeah, so if you guys do not know, we get there at 6:30 in the morning, okay? You know, we left that first day at 11 p.m. and I wrestled three matches. Three. So
yeah,
how much?
That's crazy.
That's one match every 5 hours, yeah. Just about, so... but we finished second as a team. First time we placed since I've been there. I ended up getting third. I got eighth last year and then DNP 0-2 the year before. So I'm progressing. Which
you went
nice.
0-2 the year before?
Yeah. Well, the year before I All-American. Like that was my second
you didn't
year
All-American.
In college. At the Midwest Classic. I All-Classics.
Did you really just say you All-American in the All-Star Classic?
All-American in the Midwest Classic. Well, it's top eight.
You think, is that All-American? Is that
all,
what it's called?
No, it's probably All-Midwest.
All-Classic?
All-Classic, yeah.
I think that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I really wanted to beat the returning national champ because that make a great title.
I'm sure that, because you wouldn't want to go in there and want to lose.
Yeah. I don't think I wanted to, but one thing I was in a mindset call with Gene, and we were saying before the match begins, you have to commit to what you're going to do. And what that meant was I told him about the situation where I had this guy's leg. If I took him down, I win the match. It's as simple as that. And every other match at that tournament, I lifted the leg and I scored. But in that certain match, I was too worried about like, oh, I know he's dangerous. What is he going to do? But I need to flip that to be like, okay, I know how good I am at this position. Like I can score. Like if I lifted that leg and kept moving, I would have, won. It's like you have to commit before the match of what you're going to do. There's no debating in your head mid-match. So I think that was my biggest takeaway from the tournament, whether I, of anything, I think that was my biggest mm-hmm. takeaway.
And I'd say my biggest takeaway was Tate Murdy must have been almost too distracted looking at his NCAA trophy.
Really?
In the last 15 seconds of that match.
Really?
Too distracted.
Well, he was it looked like from that the same position we ended in our previous match and that I scored off of. Did you watch my video?
I just watched the match, yeah.
But afterwards, when I talked about it?
Oh, no. I didn't see that part.
I showcased the same position that we were in the NCAA blood round to the last seconds. Literally the same thing happened. Underhook, single leg, except I tried to get that like cradle thing, but then this one I jump over and I score. It was the same exact position.
Wait, if you took him down there, would you have won?
It would have been 5-6, so no. But I mean, I could have cut in then and tried. Yeah, but I mean,
I don't know where you got so good at doing that leg pass.
It's really simple.
Yeah, but like you just ran, like last year, you just randomly did it once, and now all of a sudden you just do it like every time somebody's in your legs.
I think the first time I did it was Midwest Classic Blood Round match, and then I've just never stopped doing it since.
Against the Mary?
Yeah. You know, he got a season ending knee injury.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why he wrestled like the first duel, and then like I think he got hurt or something at practice.
Dang.
But yeah.
Sorry to hear that, Mary.
That's nice.
I was really hoping it was just going to be you two battling it out.
Really?
At the Nationals this year.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fan of both of you.
Who? What's his name?
Barnhart's practice partner.
She put the beat down on Barnhart.
Yeah, he did. Holy crap.
Wow. Yeah, he's...
Wait, did Dolph ever wrestle Barnhart a second time?
No, because he didn't make the finals or regionals.
So you could say Parkside owns Barnhart then.
Wow. He's getting sent this in the group chat right now. Like, F these Parkside guys. But yeah,
I'm a backup. I can say whatever I want, right?
Hey! Yo. Who's your weight? Bruss? Bruss!
He won Midwest last year, and he took like, what, fifth this year?
Yeah, dude, it doesn't matter what you do in years past.
I know. I'm saying it's crazy.
It's so... That tournament is insane.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, we didn't have a single guy make the finals, but we ended up getting second as a team.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the world?
I mean, I'm just enjoying this break.
Christmas.
Honestly, I felt like I haven't had a break. Well, physically, yes, I'm taking kind of break off with practices, but around this time is like my prime time for content because it's like when AdSense is like the best and stuff. And so I've just been going hard there.
Because you're doing it for the money.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the money.
Right.
Because I hate what I'm doing. I hate it. So yeah. You know, someone's got to pay for 509.
Damn right. Somebody's got to pay 2/3 of that rent.
Drosher, where you at?
Still looking for spend his life savings on a new car, probably.
Dude. Yeah, man, that blows, man. Also, our sample shoes are actually in the States. They're officially here, but not in our hands.
The United States.
Yeah, so anyways, we should be getting those right after New Year. So literally the week of, what is that, the 6th and 7th? We will be having...
Wait, which ones? The ones with the red top?
Yeah. So these, the ones that we're going to get, they're basically, I think the Clash ones, they're going to look a little bit different, but then my signature one is going to look completely different. Different color, different place on the logo stitch, different logo too. I got an updated logo, so I'm really happy with that turned out. But this is exciting time because it's our own product we can sell.
Yeah.
Like our name behind a product that we can, like, if you guys don't know, like, how much money are we making off this podcast?
If you look at the back of this, the shape that makes.
What is this? It's round. It's round.
Yeah. That's the amount.
Yeah. So, like, if you guys think we're like, man, we're millionaires off of Clash, it's like, we're doing this to build something. And, you know, we've been building this foundation for the past, you know, 8 months, 10 months.
The past 39 weeks.
Past 39 weeks. So it's really exciting for us to actually have something that we can, you know, promote here on the show that we can put behind our own name before, you know, doing like brand deals and stuff like that. So.
Because so many brands are reaching out. We're just shutting them all down. Like, no.
Yeah, but this is cool. There's really no one. Well, there's no one doing the quality level that, well, because you guys know Crosby edits all this and all this equipment. So, yeah, the grind, baby.
Yeah, nobody does this shit, man.
No one does it.
Flow.
Like the way.
Flow. Yeah, right, buddy. Let's just say so-and-so talk crap on so-and-so.
Yeah, there's some shade being thrown behind the scenes.
And so-and-so is going to show so-and-so how so-and-so is going to save wrestling.
Yeah, no, you're right, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, that Missouri was put on by...
Yeah, that was by Fight Pass. Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I'm rocking with the Fight Pass.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, more wrestling is good for wrestling. So yeah. There's been some talk in the community, though, how at the, I think it was the Division I Collegiate Duels, but you don't hear anything about it because, like, duels don't matter in college wrestling, which is the stupidest thing ever, especially, like, D1. They completely do not matter.
Right.
But how, like, Vito didn't wrestle and there were a couple other guys in the lineup, like, they wouldn't start against Iowa State. And that's like the biggest thing people are saying. It's like the only reason they're not wrestling is because of the seeding for nationals,
right,
and stuff like that. So, like Parkside,
and they could be banged up.
Yeah, sure, I completely agree. But at the end of the day, like you're only competing for a certain amount of time. Like you're gonna, I think you're gonna, you know, regret not wrestling those matches. Like, yeah. Could you imagine if I was matched up against Donathan and being like, no, I'm gonna forfeit because I want to see him at nationals. Yeah. Like what, like. Parkside has never, I guess, as a team, you know, tried to duck anyone or like, yeah, we're going to move around weights to see if we can whatever.
Yeah, we never do that.
But I don't know. Like, we just need to see those guys get out there and compete regardless.
Ooh, one thing I did want to talk about was the Cornell, Little Rock, and what was the other school there?
Iowa State?
Was it Iowa State?
At the
it was
duels?
Like that quad duel or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That, yeah.
Or try? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was getting chippy, though. See, Matt Bianchi got thrown off the mat.
With Cody Chittum?
Yep.
What was the score of that match?
No idea.
I don't know either.
But, yeah, that was getting chippy.
Oh, Vito and Little Rock guy?
Yep. Little Rock looks like they're chippy over there.
Yeah, no. I think they cracked the rankings, actually, as a team.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, something they're doing there, it's working. So, it'd be cool to see their run, like, in the next, like, 10 years. Like, could they be a top, like... 10 or 5 team? Could you imagine like starting a program, you know, like 4 years ago, going from nothing to being like a top division program?
Yeah.
Like, that would be the greatest case study in like wrestling team history. Yeah. Especially for because like, you know, there's not Cale Sanderson as the coach there.
All because of the Bianchi family.
That's true. Maybe Maddie's sister can come along and being the first girl wrestler in the guys division and win a natty title. Nah, you can't do that anymore.
Well,
dude, you know my dad wrestled a girl in college?
Really?
Folk style college wrestling.
Did he win?
No. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. So I guess she was like a gymnast too. Like he said she had big legs. It's like hard to take her down, I think. But, oh man.
That's funny.
I got to ask that when if we have him on. But no, he did wrestle a girl. I've lost more to girls than beat girls.
I don't think I've ever lost.
I don't beat girls to begin with, but.
Nah.
Duh. But.
I think I actually in youth, like when I was like maybe like elementary school, I lost to a girl.
Really? Who?
I have no idea.
Bryce always wrestled this girl too. I forget her name, but they had back and forth matches.
I've beaten a lot of girls.
Yeah, it looks like you do. Well, this has been fun. Well, what? Okay. Last thing here. What's on the top of your Christmas list?
It's a good question. I don't know, man. Just
he's clueless. He doesn't have that Christmas magic in him anymore.
No items.
Oh,
just pure happiness.
Oh. Isn't that the sweetest thing you've ever heard in your life? I'll tell you what I want. I've been looking for this for a while. But you guys know how much I love grilling. I just grilled Crosby steak. How was the steak? Describe it.
It was actually really good.
Describe it.
The first bite.
Make the noise of what the first bite tasted like. That's crazy.
It was so good.
Anyways, but
the first bite was like
It was crazy. It was so good. But it was good. I want to get a cast iron skillet to cook some bad food.
That's crazy. I just saw like, I could have got you that for Christmas. I just saw like 20 of those at Walmart yesterday.
20.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of different sizes.
Yeah, because you know, Bo Bartlett, he cooks a lot and he uses his cast iron skillet. So
what does that even do?
So you don't wash it. Like you rinse it underwater. Oh, so it
seasons itself?
I think so, but then also it's more like the way it heats up, I think. But like you can cook, like I'd rather cook steak on it. You'd rather cook a steak on a cast iron than just a pan.
So you just cook it like on the stove?
Yeah, you cook it on the stove there. And I got an electrical grill back at our apartment. So we're in my parents' house. So, but yeah, I'm excited to cook up some good food.
Facts.
So, yeah. Anything else? A little Rarin?
Oh, God.
See yeah. Shout out to Rarin, though, because he actually he messaged me that he likes the content. He says he's never wrestled, but he enjoys it. So shout out to Rarin.
Okay, get your motivation ready.
All right, let me know when. Around this time of year, guys, right? There's so many things, so many sacrifices you could make or don't make. But guess what? At the end of the day, you're not an athlete forever. Go after it. Calling on my phone, baby, baby, yeah, yeah, leave me alone. Rain, rain, calling on my phone, baby, yeah, yeah, leave me alone. Oh, 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 no, I see why Spencer Lee said we're goofy as hell.